You referenced picking cotton. Did you pick cotton?
Oh, I picked cotton, started at 5 years old.
Tell us about that.
I remember the mornings. My great aunt and I was living with her by then. The field truck would come to pick us up. It would be dark. The sun had not come up yet. We would stand by the gate, and I would find my way onto the back of the truck. And my great aunt was privileged. She could ride in the cab with the driver. But I was loaded into the back of the truck with all the other people that they had picked up and the others that would be picked up along the way. We would go to the fields. Early on, most would have 9-foot sacks. That's what you put the cotton in. But at that age, I had like a little croaker sack, a gunny sack, as it were. My cotton would go into my great aunt's sack or some other adult sack. Now, this is what I think. I'm never quite sure of this because I'm that young. But there were no such things as nurseries and places to keep kids. So it wasn't that I was mandatory working, but I was in the fields picking cotton at 5 years of age because I was also being kept and watched while in the fields.
How many years
did I pick cotton?
Right.
Up until the age 15.
Wow. That's tough on the hands, isn't it?
No, there's a better word. It kills your hand. The bolls of the cotton, they were made to be picked by machines, but it took a long time for the machines to come around to do it. And your hands, all this part of your hands would be bleeding quite often because the bowls were tightly closed, but as they began to open, they opened in a V shape, and it was very sharp at every V point, like a triangle. It was sharp at every point. So being bloody on your knuckles and hands was just part of it.
And you couldn't wear gloves?
Oh, you could. I'm pretty sure you could.
Yeah.
I don't remember not being able to.
Right.
I just know that I didn't.
How much cotton would be picked in a day? By the pounds, I guess?
By the pounds. Boys were expected to be men at certain points in your age. Your childhood was left behind pretty early. I was expected to be able to pick 200 pounds of cotton a day.
Wow. That's a lot of cotton.
That's a lot of cotton. I remember a lady named Miss Dahl, who is one of my great aunt's close friends. She said, that boy ain't going to amount to much because he can't pick 200 pounds of cotton. And every time you see him, he has his head in a book.
Right.
Because in those days, you were measured by the amount of cotton you could pick, your manual labor.
And were you a reader?
I was.
From early on?
From early on.
And that was nourished by...
It was nourished at Papa's house, and then I went to my great aunt's house. It continued to be nourished.
So you learned a strong work ethic from the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
When you hear any reference to picking cotton in this day and age, it can be used as slang, too. It just must strike you in the heart.
Well, not really. Let me tell you a real quick story. My son, who had graduated from Oral Roberts University and moved out to L.A. to work, had gotten a job. We had to travel the 405, which is that busy highway in L.A. And he called me one day just ranting over the phone. He was stuck on the 405. The air conditioning wasn't working. And he just went on and on and on, finally to get him to shut up. I said, how much cotton have you picked? And then he hung up and he called me back the next day. He said, okay, Mr. Talbert. And he called me Mr. Talbert. He said, okay, Mr. Talbert, I got the point. I got your point.
That's a great life lesson.
Yes. I said, if you haven't picked cotton, son, you haven't had a problem.
Now, most of this cotton was in land that was owned by white landowners.
Most of it, but also there's another, I won't call it unknown slice of history, but after the Civil War, probably in the 1870s, blacks had purchased a lot of land from the railroads. So they owned their own cotton farms. We lived in the town, so I never lived on a plantation. But I would work for both black cotton owners and white cotton owners. And the truck would take you to either place.
Were you treated the same?
Well, it depends on whether or not there was a white straw boss at the white plantation. That was the one who rode a horse to make sure that you were doing what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
It didn't show up as much during the picking cotton season as it did during the chopping cotton. Because chopping cotton, you work by the hour. Picking cotton, it was up to you. So you couldn't stop. I mean, once you started, you could go to the bathroom, but it was a steady movement. You couldn't stand up and talk. It was steady movement. So the straw boss was there to make sure that there was steady movement. Now, on the black farms, you had a straw boss, but it used to be the black owner. And he would never be called a straw boss. That was a term usually relegated to whites. But the same principles were in place for the most part.
Straw. Why straw boss?
Oh, probably because he had a straw hat on.
Okay.
Probably.
So the act of chopping, was that with a tool?
That's weeding. It's like a hoe, a garden hoe.
Oh.
That's weeding the cotton field. And when you think of weeding your flower patch or your tomato plants, you have to weed hundreds of acres.
Was this an eight-hour day? Come to 5 o'clock, you punch a clock and go home?
Didn't punch a clock. Didn't have a clock, but because you got paid by the day. I think we got $2.50 a day or $3 a day, I think.
So was that a 10-hour day?
I can't remember if it was 10 hours or not.